Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, today is Wednesday. Here we are on the air, and I am posting our show to our Facebook page. Hopefully, we're going to get some calls today. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And, of course, I mentioned Facebook. We really appreciate your support on our social media pages. It helps us promote our show and strengthens our numbers and keeps us on the air. So send us a friend request or follow us. You may like our pages. There's several ways to support us, and we really appreciate you doing so. And those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So it was Easter this weekend. Actually, we didn't really talk much about Easter, another holiday that's been transformed into something completely that not representative of what the holiday is supposed to mean at all. It's now about Easter bunnies and chocolate eggs and things like that, rather than the resurrection of Christ. So we hope that people listening remembered the true reason for the holiday and not the commercialization, didn't fall into the commercialization of the holiday.
Yeah, we tend to diminish the importance of events and apply euphemisms to them and make them children friendly and things like this. But
we've escaped from the true meaning of existence. We've turned into something more regarding to, we designated as capitalism or communism or democracy or whatever. We're political animals now. We're social animals. What we're discussing is, on this show, is the core issue of spirit and soul, and getting into that element of the vibration of existence without trying to define it and categorize it as a classification of human behavior. Once we get past that, get more into the depth of what it is to be a human being, we get to the seed of existence.
Well, and of course, being political, being social creatures, those all apply to being a human. But
I don't think so.
What are the presiding elements in someone's life? I mean, obviously, being political or being social, being creative are all important parts of being human, but aren't the, they don't reach the true essence of what the soul is all about.
Well, sure.
They're parts of...
Parts of what?
The soul. Well, parts of being a human.
Now we've got a new definition. We have a new vocabulary because of this COVID virus. So we have COVID-19, and we've got here Zoom bombing.
What?
And just different
asymptomatic. Asymptomatic.
Got,
you
all
mean
these new words,
catch words
super
that are coming
spreader,
out? I don't even want to go.
Super spreader.
Where my mind is going with that one is
40 years ago, I looked up Super Scooper and found
now we're in the toilet. Okay.
But there's now all these new words that Merriam-Webster is going to have to
add and the Scrabble. So will the Scrabble dictionary. And I am a big Scrabble player, so I'll be remembering those. Well, asymptomatic obviously isn't a new word, but these other terms are.
Well, you know, there's a story that I read where how John Lennon met Yoko Ono.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having some kind of art exhibit. And one of the exhibits was you had to climb this ladder and look in a telescope. So John, apparently this is what the story says, John climbed the ladder and looked in the telescope and saw the word yes. This one word, yes. And that was the start of ultimately a marriage or a relationship. They were married, right?
Yeah, they're married.
The word yes, singularity. When we get down.
Oh, yeah, you've told this story on the air before.
Yeah, I have.
I remember it now. And that's why he fell in love with her.
Initially.
Right.
He laughed and he just thought the simplicity of it was remarkable. I don't know. You know, was that destiny? You know, was it destiny that he was to see that one word and fall in love with her? You kind of try to analyze how things begin on a singular level. I mean, ultimately, being with her, I don't know, because he was with her and moved into those apartment buildings and then ultimately was assassinated, you kind of try to figure out where all this comes from and what was the first initial step of triggering the ultimate end of his life. She wasn't responsible, but maybe he would have been in a different location if he hadn't met her. You know, everything is entwined and very complex. But we get to the singularity. Now we're building words in the vocabulary because of this virus. And essentially, when we get back to the basics of spirituality, you know, what do you have? God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Messiah, the Rabbi, whatever.
Well, that's not singular. I mean, the Trinity. I mean, it's the Trinity is singularity, but it's the three in one.
So, well, three in one.
Three in one. So
when we get to the soul, well, you can get to the soul and start talking about all the complications of the soul. But when we get to the soul and the spirit, we get to a singular aspect of really what it is to be psychic. Because to be psychic is to be tapped into your soul. And then, therefore, to be tapped into your spirit if you can get there. Soul is a little bit more of a common denominator. And the soul is above, spirit is above that. But when we get into the aspect of what it really is to be a human being, we could say soul, spirit. But actually, if you want to get past that existential margin, then you can apply breath. To be a human being is to breathe. So the first thing we have before we complicate it is breath. It's the first thing.
I mean, to be any living creature on the planet is breathing. Plants breathe, even animals breathe.
The basis of oneness.
Yeah.
But when we have that aspect, then we compile into that all these attitudes, consciousness, hobbies, prejudice, likes, dislikes, occupation, everything comes back to our breath. So if we're breathing and we're in singular motion, we're only breathing to breathe. If we expand on our breath, then we're breathing to win that award. We're breathing to get a raise. We're breathing to go to work. We're breathing blah, 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 blah. You get the idea. But our breath is now longer in its naked essence, it's now occupied by a different kind of thinking, which is usually linked to our ego. Now our breath is not as pure as it should be. And the essence, when we're getting to the singularity of all of this, the essence is to try to get back to breathing without really thought. I mean, you can think about it. You can think about breath. But think about breath without any thought of yourself. Just think about the breath, what it entails to keep us alive.
Let's get to our callers. By the way, we have a couple of callers. 614 we're going to take first. Then 907 needs to press 1 if...
Oh, hello. That was quick.
Hi. Don't let nobody take
my phone. Hi. Someone's in the background. I'm fine, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Tamika. I'm calling from Delaware.
Tamika?
Yes.
Okay. Have we spoken with you before? Not Nikita, Tamika.
Not sure. Perhaps.
I remember the name, but your voice, the voice of Tamika, I remember sounds different. So, you're in Delaware, and what's your birthday?
5/26/76.
Okay. Yeah, and I think the Nikita that we know has a different birthday, so I think she's actually new. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Tamika. What's going on? It sounds like there's a running stream that you're next to. Oh. What's going on? Are you in a car?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sounds like you're working in an aquarium.
Your yellow light's still on.
I called in, though, because I wanted to see if I can get, I'm not sure, like a general reading, because I got a few things coming up, so that's why I'm not sure where to be specific at. And I just simply wanted to know if I was heading on a good path, down the right path, like school, relationship, money. Do you guys see anything?
Is the relationship, are you with the person you're in the relationship with? I hear a man in the background. I'm just curious if he's sitting there with you.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a coworker, though. I'm getting off from work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
can...
not what it's...
All right. Just making sure. All right. So you are 43 years old, actually, Tamika.
Yeah.
You're 43 years old, and at 39, you would have had a change. That would have been 5 years ago. Well, yeah, about five years ago. Can you remember in 2015 what happened? 2015.
Let's see. I'm not sure.
Sometimes it's difficult
because
you don't remember anything. Sometimes it's difficult when a person is compounded to find a change at the time of what's considered their current turnover, which happens at the age of 39. That's the number you get when you add it up.
36.
Did I add it up
wrong?
23. You're right. Okay, that's why. Okay, now I made a math error. I apologize. So now we're going back to 2013. No, 2012.
When I was 36?
When you were 36 years old, yeah. I made an error in adding up your numbers. Sorry.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, that makes more sense. Then I had left Ohio, and I came to the state of Delaware.
Okay, now we're on track.
Yeah, so that was a big change there. My daughter, I think she was, she might have been 16 as well at the time. I was filling her energy as well, so I knew she needed me. Definitely had to come back home.
Okay, so that now we have a better understanding of what's going on. Right now, you're actually, you're in your fourth cycle of your master number. Your master number is 9. And you're going to be going through a change in a year at the age of 45.
That sounds about right, because I was thinking something even about that number, that age.
Oh, really? What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
I felt like that might be the start of something. I just didn't know what, and that I might be able to see whatever it is I'm looking for by the time I'm turned 50, which would kind of wrap around the school thing, but amongst other things, too, hopefully.
Oh, so you're considering going back to school. Is it related to the field that you're in, or is it totally separate?
I
want to
ask her about something.
Well, I want to... Okay, wait. Okay, so we're going to hold off on doing or not to answer that.
Yeah, I just had it.
But I have a question.
Go ahead.
Are you single, Tamika?
No, I am in a relationship right now.
You are in a relationship. Okay.
Yes.
She's in a relationship, but she's single. She's not married.
She's not married.
Right. Tamika. Yeah, that's true. I'm not married.
Tamika M?
Yeah.
Tamika, who in your family is involved in nursing or anything, healthcare?
The only thing that comes close to that is my sister. She does daycare and teaching.
Okay. That's the sister. Okay.
That's teaching?
Daycare. What do you mean by daycare?
Like, takes care of kids that are home?
She works in a daycare center for children.
Oh, but it's like a
teach?
Preschool type thing?
Right.
What does she teach?
Honestly, I don't know. She told me she changed fields, so she might be teaching, but right now with this COVID-19, she's laid off anyway. So.
Okay.
But I remember her yelling at me that she did go back to teaching something, but I don't really know. But for the longest of time, she's taking care of kids like a babysitter.
Here's the connection so far, Tamika. When I asked that question, it related to your sister who teaches at daycare and preschool. And you're asking a question in your category about school. So the connection between the two of you that's bringing up this discussion is the theme of school, which means that your pursuit right now in school, you're online, you're in alignment with what you should be doing. I'm not sure what it is, but I know that because the theme came up with your sister, that means you're going through you. I know that you're in the right spot. You sound intelligent. I mean, you know, you're going to school. Is there any, what are you going to school for?
Medical neurology.
Look, that's okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. My mind is speaking out of turn. That's not what it is. It's medical sonography.
Okay, so that, but Tamika, if we have to backtrack, because when Neil said anything with nursing, but in that field, you're going to school for medical tomography, so that relates to nursing. So
yes, I didn't even think about that.
We need to get back on track
okay. So let's go back in time. I go, oh, is there anything with nursing or anything? And you go, yes, I'm in that related field. You're on target because you said something that I'm relating my education to. That's what should have been the answer. Now we're on track, you see? But before you said that, I said you were in alignment with the right profession regarding your school.
Yeah.
You understand this much, Tamika?
And so, Tamika, how long is your schooling? What time, when does your school end?
Okay, so I'm supposed to start in the fall, and I believe it's like a 4-year program. 2 to 4 year program.
Two to four years. Well, what would lengthen the program to 4 years? Yeah, I mean, 2 years takes you to 45, but then you said four, so then that's 2 years beyond. What? Why would it be extended? Is it just the workload, not being able to finish in that 2 year period, or what?
No. So the 2 years, I believe, is
a lesser degree.
I think I got this right. It's an associate's, and then the 4 years would be the bachelor's degree.
So what are you going to do? I mean, have you decided? I would go for the bachelor's, even though it's, you know.
Well, it doesn't matter, because when she turns 45, she'll have a marked event that she
got her associate. I agree, but I mean, you don't really always get your associates if you're getting your bachelor's. I mean, you can.
Yeah,
but
you can just
continue and not get that associate's degree.
You just have to.
No,
You're on the right track, Tamika.
But I mean,
I think whatever, if you get associate or bachelor's, you're going to be successful.
I mean, I would say get a bachelor's just because.
That's what I want to try to do, because I thought that would. It'd be perfect for time and age. I said I would get them right on time. The only reason why I said I'm not sure is because I guess it just depends on finances, what's going to be happening after the first 2 years, that kind of thing. So
right.
If I even passed it, you know, that too, big key. Like, am I going to pass school? Because the last time I tried to go to a community college, I did not do so well. But that was because I was kind of discouraged. The second time I went to a school, it was more like a technical school, and I was on the dean's list the whole time, and that was for billing and coding. So this time I said, I want to try one last time.
You already went to school for billing and coding, which is in the field of medicine. So that's where, okay, tomography is the, it's the x-rays.
Yeah.
Right.
Or CAT scans or whatever. So,
medical.
So you're in the medical. What job are you doing right this moment?
Right now, I work for Goodwill Staffing, so I supervise a team to clean up certain areas.
Okay.
And I do security on the side sometimes. So.
And security. So you're doing a lot of working.
Goodwill
Staffing. Cleanup.
Okay, so that's health.
Yeah,
that's health related.
So Tamika, you know, is it possible that you can get financial aid for your schooling based on, I don't know, if it's income based or scholarships you could get?
Okay, I think my Bluetooth stopped working. I can hear you now.
Okay, so Scott, is there financial aid that you can go for?
I signed up for it and was approved for that. So,
is that loan, or do you have some grants that you don't have to pay back? I mean, I would definitely look into getting as much aid as possible that you aren't responsible for.
Me too. Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, because the first time I was a little young and. My eyes are wide open. So, yeah, this time I'm going to do it the smart way.
Tamika, you're on the right path. Just be intelligent. Get your AA, then get your bachelor's. You're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. That's it, period. As far as the relationship concerned, you're going to have a little bit more trouble in relationship department, but you will succeed in relationship. The person you're with now, you see, the thing is, there's a strong sexual energy going on because you're two. I'll let Kristen elaborate.
Well, no.
What? What? What I say wrong?
Never mind. Oh God. Okay.
What?
First of all, let's get the birth date. the birth date of your.
I said something wrong.
The birth date of the person. The person that you're with. I'm getting an 8 for some reason, but go ahead with his birth date.
August the 31st.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's 48, so that's...
Did you hear me say I'm getting an 8? He's born in August, and I thought there was going to be an 11, which he has. I should have said that too. He's born August 31st, so 8-3, and he's going to be 48.
He's born 71.
1971. Okay, so that's another 871, but 11, 12, 22. He's a 30. He's a 30 equals 3. Okay.
Yeah, which is her drop. I mean, it's in the energy field.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, 49 this year. He'll be 49 this year.
Oh.
In August. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was 48 in 2019. We're fine. He was
yeah.
born in 71.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is fine. I mean,
the birth dates, the years are interchangeable. Your 7 to his 1 becomes his year. His 7 to your 1 becomes 76 your year.
Yeah.
See what's going on in the numbers. The 36 you guys have in the days.
Yeah,
his 3 to your 6, sorry, become your
I'm
karma.
I'm trying to figure out why.
Never mind. 3.
And we met on a July the 8th. So I heard you mention something about an 8. That's our end. We consider that as like an anniversary.
Oh, so you met on the 8th, but he's also born in the 8th month, which is important. But his 3 to your 6 becomes your karmic number. So you're a 36. He has a 3 in his day.
Yeah.
You have a 6 in your day. That's 36. His 2 to your 1 becomes a 3 when you add them together. That's his master number. So you guys have
got 13 in the month and day.
Yeah.
He was born 31. That's
31,
inverted.
Exactly.
Their months become 13. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of connections that karmic numbers are interchangeable, 3 to 6, 3 to 0.
You know what? If you love this guy and he loves you, this is going to be your husband.
The master numbers are a 12, 3, which are the interchangeable days and his master number.
Yeah.
So lots of connections. I mean, what's going on in the relationship?
Oh, we're trying to make a big move together. I was hoping that was going to work out. But
Kamika, say the pronoun we. I'm telling you, this is probably your husband. 80% sure. If you plan to
get
married.
I knew it because I told him I've known him before. I said, I keep telling
you
him,
have.
I know it sounds crazy, but I said, I'm telling you, I met you before. And, we were like nearly the same people, but I know I've seen him in a life.
It's past life.
I'm going to tell you where I think my guess. There was a novel called A Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway. They made it into a movie with Jennifer Jones and Rock Hudson, I think.
Is that?
He was an ambulance driver. She was a nurse or something. It was during World War I. That's where I think you met him, in that time zone. And I think there was some nursing
medical
going on.
Yeah.
That's where I think you met him. Now, you may go back to an earlier time. It's fine. But that's where I'm getting that you met him. I want to ask you another question. Do you know anyone that ever suffered a concussion or fell and hurt their head? Do you know anyone in your lifetime?
That would include yourself.
Like recently or just period? Yeah.
You know anytime.
Anywhere in your lifetime.
I've hurt my head before. And
yeah.
I can't remember if he said he has too. I hurt my head because I was sleepwalking. I have sleepwalking moments every blue moon. I'm not sure why. I'm not even myself. I'm what I call my other self because I don't remember anything. And people say I'm awoke having full conversations. But,
wow.
But anyway, I woke up one more night and told my nephew that I was going to the bathroom, he said. And I thought I was making a right, but I made a left. And I went to go sit on a toilet that wasn't there and fell down the steps.
Sounds like something halfway down it,
my hand reached out and caught myself from continuing to fall all the way. Isn't that amazing? So somehow I saved myself.
but anyways, you see the sleepwalking is your astral body is pulling your physical body out, and you're venturing into the astral realm. Actually, that's the spirit. That's the mystical explanation. So, yeah, I think you met this guy during World War I. I don't know, maybe you were Jennifer Jones. Was she in Farewell to Arms?
I don't know.
Rock Hudson was.
Maybe she was Rock Hudson.
But anyways, what's the difference? Kamika, I think he is your soulmate.
Have you been together for more than 3 years or less?
This will be our second year come July.
Second year, so it's less than 3 years. Second year, okay.
And he's still warming up to me because he's something, but so am I. And so that's why I kind of put up with him. But, man, is he his temper and moods are all over the place.
So, sorry, I don't mean to get excited, but they were their anniversary. Their anniversary is July 8th, 2018, and that's an 8.
Whose?
Their anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
So it actually, your anniversary, remember I mentioned that 8, your anniversary becomes an 8, the master number of your anniversary, by way of 26, which is your day, Tamika. Your day is 26, and your anniversary with him is 26-8. So, I mean, definitely a karmic relationship is half-life. And did I add that up right?
Yeah.
You're looking befuddled.
No, I was looking befuddled because I'm thinking to myself, you know, Tamika, how do you get that name, Tamika?
My adopted mother gave it to me. My first name is actually Myosha.
Myosha?
Yeah, you got these beautiful names going on.
Myosha is
Myosha,
really
well, you sound like you're calling from an aquarium. Myosha has an ocean.
Ocean.
And Tamika, it almost feels to me like a primitive name, like African,
tribal.
But they're both real names, and you were adopted?
Yes. And I always thought it fitted me because I am a Gemini after all, and I always kind of felt too wayward anyway.
Yeah.
So I said, once I found out what my first name was, I said, well, at last I can put a name to my other self. And I don't have to call me by the same name. It's kind of funny. It's just a joke, but.
She can call herself whatever she wants, but you know what? We've spent a lot of time with Tamika. Tamika, this is our first. We've had other Tamikas on the show, but this is our first conversation.
Yeah, onward! You're doing the right thing. You're in alignment, and go forward.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
good luck.
I'll definitely push you guys time, and you guys stay safe. I will definitely call you guys back again.
Please do. You know, follow us on our social media page. We're on Facebook, and we have a page for the show. You can follow us.
Yeah, follow us. So the numbers make us look really popular. So.
No, we like, and plus, you know, we like having more people in our circle. So we liked our visit with you, Tamika, today. So good luck to you, and we'll speak with you again.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's bring on 907. Hi. Are you
Hi,
there?
Guys. How are you?
Hi, good.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing, my friend?
Good.
It's Julia.
Hi, Julia. Julia from Alaska.
Well, Julia Roberts on the line, folks.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi,
and,
I'm glad you could get in touch, Julia.
Look at the difference in the voice.
Pattern. Yeah.
I know. So much different.
And her voice, Julia, actually, your voice sounds totally different today than it sounded the last time we talked on the show. I mean, actually, you know, I want to say, I noticed, and Neil and I spoke about it after we talked to you on the air. You have a really, really great voice.
Yeah, you have a good radio voice.
Great radio
what,
voice.
What, do you drink a lot of wine?
No.
I don't know. It's not
you,
like
you
wine.
You know what's really weird? People have told me that, like, over the years. Like, I mean, this is, like, many years ago. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah. You have a really excellent. I mean, do you sing at all?
No, I don't. I mean, I do
I mean,
at home, but I mean,
can you? I mean,
not
I,
for people to
I should I should have phrased it differently. Are you able to?
You know,
I mean, pitch. Do you sing with the radio?
I can, That I could not really answer, because I think probably if it was something that would have been really good, I probably would have tried to pursue that a long time ago, or maybe
yeah.
I just never paid attention to it.
Well, you have
I
good
know.
Vocal cords, at least for speaking. For speaking,
voice.
At least it
oh.
works. I'm not every orator speaker is a singer. So
yeah.
I mean, I don't think Walter Cronkite.
Thank you.
Sang on the side.
This
so.
Is Walter Cronkite.
Gosh.
Okay,
okay.
Thank you. Yeah, well, thanks, guys, for having me.
Your birthday.
Are
you born 69? I can't remember.
Yes. And
okay, 8/24/69.
And in the month of 8. Mm-hmm.
8/24. I have that. For some reason, I didn't have the rest of it, but I remembered it. 14/24.
39.
No. 15. Why?
You're not adding things up today.
Yeah, I know, but it's not that I didn't add it because I edited it right, but my memory was telling me that we had a different master number for her. Okay, go ahead, Julia,
eight.
Talk to us.
We had 8.
Yeah,
we
what's going
eight.
On? Wait, are you born on the 24th?
Yes.
What the heck?
We
yeah.
had 8 because you combined mine with my boys. And overall, you said the total, the number was an 8 for all of us.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 24. Oh, for all of you. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
You're a 39, 12, 3. You're a 3. But I've got to look back in my notes to see what the boy's birth date is and if I have your full birth date somewhere.
Yeah,
okay.
you didn't give me mine individually. You just gave us an 8 for all 3 of us.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, I have a 36.9 for some reason. I have a 36.9.
You want me to look?
No, it's okay.
You want me to look back on mine?
Okay. If you look back, it doesn't matter because what we may have given you. Well, I have 39, 12, 3. I'm looking. 8/24/69.
We're okay.
Yeah, you did.
I hear you paging back.
You did,
but it's okay.
Page.
I have a 39/12/3. I'm finding another page. Okay, so I just didn't remember correctly.
Yeah, I have it right here. So you said that my older was 69, my younger was 12, and then with mine, it came to 8 for all 3 of us, but you didn't give me, like, mine individually.
Okay, I don't know why we didn't. We should have talked about that a little bit. But your master number is a 3/39, so it's funny. I added up the last person incorrectly. And I said she was a 39/12/3, but in actuality, you're a 39/12/3, and that's added up correctly. So aside from your, what are your questions today? Tell us what's going on.
I'll just keep it like super short and simple because I do appreciate the time that that you guys have allowed me. And you know, I thought it was really funny that coming in, I heard you speaking about love. To the person, Tamika, that you guys were speaking to. So I just put a little circle around that, even though I feel like to myself, I feel like that's kind of a joke because all these years, you know what I mean? I've just been, you know, like the mother who like is that pound in the ground career woman. And now I'm like chilling at home, you know, but thank God. And I'm glad to know that you guys are safe and with this worldly stuff going on. So I just want to say
thankful
and blessing over you guys and everything like that.
Thank you so
and
much.
As well as blessing. Yeah. Because that's very, very, that this whole situation in the world's going crazy. So, and I know now a lot of people are laid off. So it's really weird because I was thinking the other day, I said, my God, you know, I'm at home. So it was like weird for me because I had this epiphany where I was like, God had me home before, right before it happened. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you know, it means a lot to us that you send those blessings out. So just want to acknowledge that. Thank you for
yes.
your concern and attention that we appreciate it. Definitely.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to just say real quick, Julia, because you're looking for a job and it must be much more challenging now because where you're looking for a job, what is our fields, which are considered non-essential, all those places are closed down.
Yes. All of them are closed down, which in the world they are too, you know. So that's why I just said, thank God that, you know, I'm here with my family. Imagine if I was like, you know, I've always lived alone in my own house for many, many years, you know what I mean? And so it's making it even that much difficult. So I guess to keep it simple, job, love, anything in that nature.
Job and love and anything in that nature. Mm. Well, a job is coming for you, but it's not, you know, again, with everything that's going on in the world, because you are not looking in a field that is considered essential, it's going to take longer for that job to come in, you know, because of the closed, things are shut down. She's looking in retail.
I understand that because everything's closed. So, you know, and we're not sure when Alaska's going to reopen.
So,
you know,
Neil just said August.
Neil just said August. Okay.
And just on a math, is she's on a multiple, right?
August. She'll be on her 17th cycle.
Cycle of three. Because you're going to be 51.
August, I think, the job, somewhere in August, but August could be the opening door where you start to get ready for the job. But August would be the true opening month. And you got a couple months to go. Love?
What do you feel? What do you feel like it will in what, though?
Probably
retail. We said in unison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's no retail places here anymore.
I know you said a lot of them closed down. And are you in Anchorage?
I'm in Anchorage.
And there's no retail places in Anchorage, really?
There is nothing in Anchorage, like, other than just your common, like.
Well, you have a great voice. So if you worked online for a major department and you handled their sales,
that's
would be very good at that.
Center. I mean,
you've got to do something with your voice. And I feel that it could be through the online shopping. That's going to become really big. It is big. It's going to grow bigger. So you could actually apply
for remotely people, and maybe it could be even sooner than August because people are working from home.
If they have something, I know that answering calls
and taking you know orders isn't maybe your top, you know, because she was really high in human resources in a department store at Nordstrom. She was like an HR manager in store.
That's another thing. Anything that would be remote or online or whatever, I would be fine with. But at the same time, it has to be something that is going to pay me, to where. You're talking about a woman who's used to living on her own.
There may be, Julia, there may be new ways to make commissions. I don't know. You got to explore that area. Go there first before you have to start a journey somewhere.
Right.
So go there first and start to explore that because it will ultimately lead we feel psychically is going to lead you to the place of occupation. Your relationship with some significant other, the person will love animals, dogs, you know, flying kites.
And it's interesting you mentioned dogs because she has a dog you're not with the dog right now, correct? You're separated.
Yeah, and that's the miracle question. And I put that in the message because, oh my gosh, I got him. And then do you know how my heart got tugged that I got separated from him?
Yeah, I can imagine because our cat is so important to us. We're total animal people.
And it was just when I had started to bond with him, like I was like going to start training him and everything. Do you think I'll ever see him or that I'll have to get another new dog?
Where is the dog right now?
Well, what happened was someone offered to keep him because, you know, they were like, okay, during your transition, I understand. And my son's friend offered to keep him. So who would have ever known that right afterwards all this COVID stuff happened and making it a longer transition for me getting a job? Like, I've never not had a job. Do you know what I mean? I don't think, and maybe the most has been like 2 months or something like that, you know, and that was just within the last 2 years. And that the whole situation on how that has happened has been induced, but we're not going to go there on that situation. But anyway, long story short, you're talking about someone who's never not had a job and who's never not had her own home, you know. And there's that situation where I told you other people were – it's like this thing that here in Anchorage, they're realizing that what they thought was, oh, she's talking crazy or whatever. They found out, no, in fact, she's been 100% right. There's just like this little group of idiots that are kind of like criminal-minded, and they thought that I was doing too good, so they've been trying to like pound me down to the ground, so to speak, through kind of like jealousy. So that's what's been going on. Anyway,
how were you validated by that? Just real quick, you said now they're realizing that you're right.
Well, I think the validation is coming from when I leave the house, for instance, to go pick my son up or to go where I need to go, like even if I run to the store, you see the police officers are kind of making a bigger presence. And
Do you
know what I mean? Because now
They
know. And I think it's that they there's a group of people that think that I'm a little like too gifted or too like awoke. This is like stupid.
Yeah.
And I think because I'm a career woman and I'm a business builder and all of that, and they've seen me be a single mother and jealousy, basically. So like they just want to rob you, you know, that kind of thing. And so anyhow.
So, but you asked about your dog. Did you tell us where your dog?
So
where's the dog? Because I feel like we didn't get there.
My son's friend offered to keep him. And then after like the third week or whatever, you know, I kept asking about him. I'm like, how's he doing? How's he doing? I miss him. How come I can't see him just for like a few minutes and then he can, you know, go back? And he said that, well, it was hard to for him to keep him or whatever. I don't know. And maybe he didn't think it would be for that long, you know, which I understood, you know, And so he said he gave the dog to somebody, and so that's at that point I didn't even want to hear anymore. I was like, ugh.
Why'd you give the dog away?
Because she moved. You had to move into your parents' home, right? Or
yeah, yeah.
And you weren't able to take the dog with you.
And he was supposed to be keeping the dog for him. And then he gives the dog away.
Oh wow.
Well, you should. I mean, you should. I don't know. You're
responsible. She's asking if she's ever going to see the dog again. I mean,
you've got to ask him where he gave the dog, who gave the dog to, because that dog is your responsibility. And ultimately, if that dog's in a bad situation, you should find out about that.
You don't have any idea where he.
Yeah, I don't think he's in a bad situation. I think that he's in a safe situation from what they said. Yeah, I feel like I want to say that maybe.
Why did they give up the dog? I mean, what I don't understand is they were responsible. I mean, you put the dog into their care, and they were responsible for the custody of that dog, and then they just gave that person just gave the dog away. It's really irresponsible. I mean.
Yeah, and that's why I said, you know, I didn't really want to go. There's too much other things going on in the world, you know. But I know that I think he's in a safe place. I want to say that maybe an officer has him. So just by them saying that, I felt like he's in a safe place, you know.
I mean, it's going to be tough to get back a dog that's being cared for and belongs to the owner. I think it's going to be hard for you to get that dog back. So I mean, it's unfortunate. That you had to separate.
Like you have more information than we thought originally. So if you feel he's in a safe place and there's some kind of officer who has him, and it sounds like there's more details that you're not expressing. So okay. So what? What's your question?
So what we told her.
Well, that's all he told me. You know, he probably knew that. You know, he didn't probably want to say too much about it. You know, because. He knew that I was bonding with him and my kids were too, you know, but because of the situation, I wasn't able to, you know.
Right. And unfortunately, because you had that move, I mean, when you have animals, if you don't have a stable home situation, you're, you know, uprooted.
Exactly.
A lot of times you can, you know, separated from them. And so it's tough.
Yeah.
So when you get a dog next time, make sure you're going to be stable and not,
Exactly.
You know, place for a long time. She was asking about
a
job.
And we didn't. And we didn't know that that transition was going to transpire. You know, when I got him because I planned to have him for many, many years.
Right. And so just real quick, lastly, about the relationship, mm-hmm. you want to know about a relationship. So I bet it's hard to meet people in Anchorage.
Oh, yeah. It's like a joke. That's why I've been single for all this time.
And the online thing probably isn't great.
Well, the clue here, I don't know if you go online or you go to some place near you where there would be a dog community where people like dogs or something. The guy that I see you with has a dog. That's the first clue.
Hmm.
And I mm-hmm. don't know yet where to go from there.
Maybe it's
the
officer that has her dog.
Maybe it's
wouldn't
the
that
kid
be, that would be a romantic, you know, reuniting.
Yeah, you say you're followed around
Sorry.
By police.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. It has something. Well, the question is this. Will you be in a relationship psychically? Yes, I think you're going to be. And then in the vision, it seems like the guy has a dog. Now, where do we go from there? I don't know yet. If your area is, if there's no one in your area where you can meet somebody, then don't look there. You got to start looking elsewhere and reaching out. But you got to be careful because there's a lot of predators out there and connivers. So you don't want to have somebody that has a motive behind getting to know you. That is not in best interest.
And I'm pretty quick on picking up on that.
You know, I don't know if you love animals, and I don't know, is it, what's the closest area around you where there's a dog community or a vet or a dog park or something?
Yeah, well, with the COVID and everything, everybody's in now, but there's like a little dog park, but I couldn't go to a dog park with no dog.
Yeah. Well, you could.
Carry a leash and just say you lost your dog and have some guy help you try to find it. I don't know. We don't know yet about that. We don't know yet. Let's get the job first.
Yeah, and Julie, we got to move on to the last caller because we've got like 4 minutes. It's going to be a really short reading for this caller. But
Well,
hopefully that helped, and you can always keep in touch by email or by the show or give us a call privately.
Okay.
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 Take care.
Thank you guys so much. Okay. Take
You're
care.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. Okay. 571. Hi.
Hi. It's Sonia. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Work from home and keep on going.
Yeah, working from home. All right, 919. Why am I not remembering? She's 314. Okay.
423.68.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, because we've got a very short time span before we close the show. We've got like 3 minutes.
It's okay. I'm always last.
Well, call earlier. What's your question?
Just had a close friend of mine that's passed that's been on my mind lately.
Sorry to hear
that. And you brought up Walter Cronkite earlier, which is funny because Walter Cronkite was his babysitter at one point in time.
Oh, really?
Hey, that's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of neat when things, you know, all that happens. So I figured I'd change my little thought pattern since he's been on my mind lately.
So you were
and maybe see what you...
feeling low about this about person?
Him.
Have you been feeling low about this person's crossing? Depressed about it?
It was some time ago, but I just feel like he comes in and out, you know. He was a mentor of mine. He's the one that helped me publish, the big push to publish when I was young.
Oh, okay. So was he a writer or an editor?
A teacher, like a professor.
Teacher. But was he a professor of writing specifically?
Yes.
Yeah. So he was a writer, and he probably wrote his own, I don't know what genre that he
creative stuff, like more fiction. Poetry, like.
Or okay, so he wrote poetry. All right, and Walter Cronkite
short
came
stories.
Up. That's what he's saying.
I mean, Walter
and,
Cronkite. Is a babysitter. Oh, this is Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. Now another impression.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine him. I mean, Walter Cronkite is a babysitter. Sounds like Saturday Night Live.
What? Yeah. How did that? Well, maybe when he was a teenager, Walter Cronkite was a babysitter. That's what I'm. Or was it later in life?
Maybe maybe they're meeting. Maybe they met up there.
Oh, it could be. That could be. And it's funny because I'm friends with the Arnett family. But
who?
Arnett.
Arnett.
You know, Peter Arnett.
Yeah. Desi Arnaz, like Lucille Ball, Desi.
Peter. No, Peter. Peter, the reporter.
Oh, Peter Arnett.
Peter Arnett.
We're all confused here. It's hard.
I was trying to get a hold of Lucille Ball.
You have to go back in time there.
So, real quick, do you have this person's birth date? There may be a five.
It's January 17th, 1945.
Yeah, so he does have a five. Do you hear me say five?
What he's sending you, it's a cliche. So
flowers.
He's sending you a rose in regard to a poem.
Okay.
So you got to look up his poetry and see if there's a rose in any of the poems. Very cliche, but see if there is, and then get back to us.
Anything that you've written for Rose theme, Sonia?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think back.
So you have to look through, I would say, his poetry and your writing to see if there's anything regarding a rose.
Yeah, look up
back.
Rose or the name Rose or something in the Rose.
Anybody Rose, you can reference real quick that you know.
I have my grandmother's Rose.
Okay. There you go.
The grandmother's
name is
Rose.
Yeah.
And you got a couple of spirits on the other side. So something's going on active there, Sonia.
Sonia.
Yeah. They've been throwing stuff out in the dreams.
Call back.
Okay.
Get in line earlier. I know we spent a lot of time with our other callers.
No, it's okay. I was debating.
Oh, yeah.
It's my lunch break.
You came in and out, I think, but and didn't have your hand raised. But anyway, call us again. But some good validations for you, at least.
Yeah, I'll check out the Rose thing and get back to you.
Okay, cool. Talk to you again. Bye. Okay, so we are back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for our callers today. Appreciate having a full show, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.